This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Anand, and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which will move markets on Thursday, that is 28th of November. Well, let's talk about what really happened in Thursday's trading session. Well, no record highs, but benchmark indices managed to hit fresh record closing highs on Wednesday, a day ahead of F&O expiry. Now, positive global cues and consistent buying by foreign investors kept the momentum going on Indian markets. Now, experts are of the view that the market is likely to remain volatile ahead of November expiry, that is on Thursday, but it is still a buy on dips market as long as Nifty trades above 12,000 levels. Now, let's look at the final tally as well. Sensex rose 199 points to close at 41,020, while the Nifty 50 closed 63 points higher at 12,100 on Wednesday. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in auto, oil and gas, public sector and metal stocks, while profit taking was seen in capital goods, realty and telecom space. Now, auto stocks actually gained the most. In fact, they rose between 1-4% on November 27 after media reports suggested that the government could approve scrappage policy in today's meeting, although that didn't happen. Now, the Indian rupee settled 15 paisa higher at 71.35 against the US dollar on November 27. As gains in domestic equities and sustained foreign fund inflows strengthen investor sentiment. Now, let's look at what really happened on the institutional front. Well, FPIs were net buyers in Indian markets for just 42 crores, while DIIs were also net buyers to the tune of 439 crores. Now, in terms of what will be the big news, actually, we did a small bit of survey, or you could say a poll, to really assess the condition of the Indian market and what analysts foresee in the next 12 months, given the fact that we recently touched record highs. So the Sensex surged around about 1,000 points from 40,000 levels to 41,000, which was recorded back in the month of June 2019. Now, the swift rally had ups and downs, which kept many investors at bay, but the upward march is only warming up. Now, that's what most fundamental experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, Money Control actually spoke to 12 analysts, fund managers, and head of research of top brokerage firms who remain constructive on the Indian markets for the next 1 year, but gains will remain largely capped as the index level, while the big money could be made in the broader market. Now, almost 67% of the experts polled by Money Control are of the view that Sensex is well on track to hit 43,000 in the next 12 months, while the rest, 33%, feel that the index could hover in the range of 42,000 to 43,000. Now, in terms of Nifty 50, experts feel that the index, which has risen nearly 11% so far in 2019, has more steam left, and investors should use dips to get into quality stocks, the poll showed. In fact, as many as 64% of the poll respondents feel that the Nifty could hover in the range of 13,000 to 14,000, while the 18% felt it could actually surpass 14,000 levels in the next 12 months, and the rest 18% are of the view that the index could move in the range of 12,000 to 13,000. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technical charts. Now, Nifty formed a bullish candle, or you could say a small bullish candle on the daily charts on Wednesday. It appears that the index is actually consolidating in a narrow range, but as long as Nifty stays above 12,000 levels, I think bulls are likely to remain in charge. Now, the next target is in the range of 12,300 to 12,350 kind of levels. Positional traders are advised to make use of dips around 12,070, 12,050 levels to create fresh long positions with a stop loss of 11,957 on closing basis, and look for a target of 12,300. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for on Thursday would be 11,957, 12,132 and 12,200 levels. Now, let's also look at stocks which will be in focus based on the news flow. The first stock that we have on the list is Satin Creditcare. Now, Morgan Stanley sells 2.38 lakh shares on November 25th via open market operations. BSE Limited will be in focus. Now, the board approves selling 4% stake in CDSL via offer for sale. Autoline Industries will be in focus. On the company entered into an agreement with Kinetic Green Energy and Power Solutions for e-cycles. Now, we also spoke to Bonanza Portfolio to make your day more profitable. They have given us three recommendations for Thursday. The first stock that they have on the list is Lux Industry. Now, that's a buy for a target of 1,535 and a stop loss of 1,310. Madison Sumi, that's a buy for a target of 151.50 and a stop loss of 124. Maruti Suzuki, now that's a buy for a target of 7,805 and a stop loss of 7,000. Now remember, the return potential is close to 7 to 13% on all the three stocks. These are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a position play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.